Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is a regular guest on Mondays at this time. She's a Chicago media pioneer, founder of Indigo.com. And I know that you were concerned and following the death of two women at a church in Lexington, Kentucky yesterday.
So Lisa killed in the church.
Right.
Lisa, we can't go to church anymore. A shooter in the church killed two women as they are worshiping. It's just outrageous, and I guess they he was stopped for the pillar, the shooter was killed, stopped for traffic violation, and for some reason he drove to the church and went in shooting. Too much, Lisa.
Yeah.
Too much. And I just wonder about the mood of our country. I'm so concerned about our mood and these haphazard things just keep happening out of the blue. Why? What? I think that's what our president has done is the mood of the country. You see in California, the migrants are beginning to fight. They're fighting. Not every Hispanic person is bad or wrong or has raped somebody or killed somebody or is in the cartel. The stereotype of that is just so illy done, and we that has to stop in some kind of way.
I point out that 17 members of one of the most heinous cartel families walked across the border free to do as they choose in this country. It seems like regardless of how evil you are, if you are from another country and you're willing to make sure that the right palms are greased, you can walk into this country.
And do whatever you want.
I would think.
Do whatever you want.
Dr. Hartman, I'll tell you, so yesterday afternoon when this popped up, then I saw something pop up my phone, said mass shooting at the Kentucky Fair and Expo grounds, and that turned out to be not true, but it caused people to stampede and to run. And I think it's because they were, as you said, already affected and, you know, felt the mood and in what was happening in Kentucky that, oh my gosh, you know, somebody went on a killing spree again.
Lisa, I don't know about you, but I'm not a crowd person to begin with, but I will not go into a massive crowd anymore.
Well, it's what I do. If I see a crowd, I'm the first person who wants to jump in and go see what's happening, and I still do it to this day.
Well, I want to go see what's happening, but I've got to make sure that everything is calm, cool, collective, and that it's going to be all right, because we just keep seeing these haphazard things, and it's just so frightening.
But if these two women are in a church worshiping, or whether they're at a massive crowd,
I
feel like we don't really have any control. We don't know when something's going to happen, so I just can't let it dictate what I do in this life. Now, I will tell you, I pay closer attention to where exits are. You know, I kind of have some kind of little plan in my brain as quickly as I can formulate it as to what I would need to do to keep myself safe in a situation.
That's right. And God bless you if you got children. You want to keep them close to you. Just stay right here. Don't get up and go get popcorn. You have to get somebody has to say yes, you can go get it before you move.
You want to hear the saddest thing? You want to hear the saddest thing? Is many of the girls at Mystic Camp in Texas who were facing the floodwaters and knew that there was one specifically. Her parents were in law enforcement, so she knows the outcome of these situations. And she was telling the other girls in her cabin to write their names on their body with a Sharpie in case they didn't make it. So when they were found, they could be identified. This is a preteen girl who had that presence of mind to say, if we die and you want your parents to be able to identify you, here, take the Sharpie and write this name on your body.
Now, Lisa, they shouldn't be thinking like that. That's happy time. That's learning time. I'm learning how to swim. I'm learning how to tie knots. I'm learning how to make a fire. That's happy time. That I identify with that. I went to camp, and I went to camp so I could learn all this stuff my mom was trying to tell me to learn. But if your kid what do you do? You don't know what to do. And you, we hear about the alarm. It was forecast for an hour beforehand, but it didn't go off, or they weren't alerted, and it was volunteers who gave the alarm in the first place. I mean, this is nonsense.
Right. There are a lot of issues with that system. Hey, yeah. And let me talk to you real quick about a Chicago story. The man who has represented the 27th Ward for decades, Walter Burnett Jr. Yeah. You know, he's going to resign. He's going to leave his office on the third floor at City Hall at the end of the month. And he wants his son appointed to take his place on the council. Now, isn't that typically just the Chicago way?
That's the Chicago way. We have seen it many times. We have seen congressmen's wives become Congress people. We have seen it in aldermatic. They resign or get in trouble, and the son or the daughter becomes. So it is the Chicago way. We've seen it. And I'll tell you this. I think Barnett has been a stellar alderman. He's been quite good. He's able to, you know, unite and organize, and he has been fantastic in his ward as it has grown and developed. And
but
I think him going to CHA, I think that's the right place for him because he sees it from the inside out.
And he is taking that job, and that job was handed to him from the mayor. He is well qualified, but it would be up to the mayor to appoint Walter Burnett's son, correct?
Right. And he will.
And you believe he will.
I believe he will. I think that's what Barnett wants, and I think he'll do it, and I think that's a form of respect. But as you say, it's the Chicago way.
Yeah, I was reading here, Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley appointed Carrie Austin to city council to replace her husband after he passed away. Former Mayor Rahm Emanuel appointed Deb Mell to replace her dad when he retired. Former Mayor Lori Lightfoot appointed Monica Scott to replace her brother when he took a job in the private sector. This does not happen in the private sector.
Lisa,
I don't think it should happen in politics.
I'm pretty sure, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point Mayor Daley had appointed half the city council.
The city council was an appointed council by Daley. Royko used to write about it.
But, I mean, even young Mayor Daley, because of resignations, retirements, deaths, prison terms, I feel like it was pretty close to half the appointments. I could be wrong on that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That's why they call it the Chicago way.
Lisa said it. It's the Chicago way.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be watching what you read and what you publish on Wednesday. It's Dr. Hermine Hartman, and that's indigo.com, N-D-I-G-O.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.